Good evening. Welcome once again to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. For the next 2 hours, I'll be bringing you jazz. On tonight's show, some of the musicians include the bass player Eddie Gomez, trumpeter Chet Baker, Monty Alexander and his friend Ernest Ranglin, Joe Chambers, Gretchen Parlato, and Johnny Hodges. Our three featured CDs tonight are, first off, the new one called Live at the Blue Note, Enfant Terrible, Lee Konitz, Bill Frisell, Gary Peacock, and Joey Barron. That is on the Half Note Records label. Halfway through the show, a CD from that box set, six-CD box set, brought out a little while ago, the complete RCA albums collection of Paul Desmond. This one, Glad to Be Unhappy, an LP that came out back in 1964. A lot of the tunes are shared with guitarist Jim Hall. Toward the end of the show, pianist Craig Taborn and his brand new one on the ECM Records label, Avenging Angel. It's a CD, all piano solos. Lots of jazz. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. Eddie Gomez, they're on the bass, playing Stella by Starlight. This is a CD on the BFM Jazz Records label, recorded back in 2009, released last year. Per Sempre is the name of the CD. He was joined there by all Italian musicians, Marco Pignataro, playing the saxophones, Matt Marvulio, flute, Teo Cibarella on the piano, and Massimo Manzi on drums. Eddie Gomez. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. I'm John Green, your host. Time now for the first of our three featured CDs. This is a new one from Lee Konitz. It's called Enfant Terrible, Live at the Blue Note. I think that's a pretty ironic title, since Bill Frisell, Gary Peacock, and Joey Barron are all gentlemen who are, well, if they're not well past, at least fast approaching their 70s. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Lee Konitz playing alto saxophone, Bill Frisell guitar, Gary Peacock bass, and Joey Barron on the drums. Enfant Terrible, live at the Blue Note. Brand new Half Note Records CD. We heard them play What Is This Thing Called Love, then Body and Soul, and once again, Stella by Starlight. Lee Konitz, Enfant Terrible, live at the Blue Note. Just released on the Half Note Records label. We're listening to Night Train on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Now, trumpeter Chet Baker.
Some folks were meant to live in clover, but they are such a chosen few. And clover being green is something I've never seen, 'cause I was born to be blue. When there's a yellow moon above me, they say there's moonbeams I should view. But moonbeams being gold, are something I can't behold, 'cause I was born to be blue. When I met you, the world was bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I'd like to laugh, but there's nothing that strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. Bright and sunny. When you left, the curtain fell. I'd like to laugh, but nothing strikes me funny. Now my world's a faded pastel. Well, I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you, and that alone is more than I was created for, 'cause I was born to be blue. Thank you.
Money Alexander there playing the melodica, backed by Ernest Ranglin on the lead guitar, Junior Jazz rhythm guitar, Mary Mayone on the keyboards, Hassan Sakur on the bass, Quentin Baxter on the drums. That's Double Barrel, the name of that tune. This is from a Telarc CD released back in 2004 called Rock Steady. Just before that, trumpeter Chet Baker. A CD made from a LP recorded back in 1964. Baby Breeze was the name of the CD. Chet Baker on the, actually, flugelhorn. And singing, Frank Stozier on the saxophones, Phil Orso, tenor sax, Bob Jones piano, Hal Galper also on piano, Kenny Burrell on the drums, Michael Fleming bass, and Charlie Rice on the drums. Chet Baker. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. Time for the second of our featured CDs now. This from the 6-CD box set, Paul Desmond, the Complete RCA Albums Collection. This particular recording originally came out back in 1964. Actually, it was at first released in 1965, in August 1965, called Glad to Be Unhappy. He's backed here on most of the tunes by guitarist Jim Hall, Eugene Wright on the bass, except on the second track where Gene Cherico plays, and then Connie Kay on the drums.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.